College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a week you pick to go on vacation,
well,
Lee.
It always turns out that way.
I know, really.
I mean, it's like when you take a week off.
Well, I know, and all hell breaks loose.
Yes, exactly.
I should actually, you know, put out a formal warning, all hell to break loose.
Right, Tara's taking some time off, so the world will come to a crashing halt.
I know, and yesterday, I mean, I can't imagine what this week will hold, because last week we saw not one, not two, but three ICE shootings, or Customs and Border Patrol shootings, with Democrats actually picking up guns and trying to murder them.
Otherwise known as acts of sedition or insurrection.
Absolutely. And then we had, then we saw on our television, and you know what it reminded me of? The video from Iraq, when you would have like whole lines of armored vehicles and they were having to go block by block and clear the way. Mm-hmm. And you would have the, you know, Iraqi residents hurling stones, chunks of mortar, concrete at them. It looked just like Iraq to me, but it was California.
Well, to me, it looks like Gaza, with the IDF going through Gaza and the Palestinians throwing rocks and stones and concrete at, you know, at the Israeli Defense Forces.
This is a true civil guerrilla war. When Democrats pick up guns three times last week, if this is the new rate of attempted murder of ICE and Customs and Border Patrol, what, we going to go three times a week? It was only by the grace of God. I mean, and the fact that Democrats haven't spent any time on the shooting range. Well, I mean, 10 of them came together, and they only managed to hit one guy who, thank God, was okay.
Well, at least in this country, they're not picking up the rubble from homes that have been blown up because there was terrorists inside and the IDF had to take them out. But they're having the bricks and concrete block shipped to their protest sites so they can then attack the federal agents.
We're going to find out that the Democrats are paying for all of this, as Trump said last week.
Pallets of cash for pallets of bricks?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, you've got all that going on. Meanwhile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat, standing out there outraged that illegal immigrants have to go through alligator Alcatraz and be deported. What do you hear to her, her main objection? And she's the former head of the DNC, definitely been a leader in the Democrat Party. She's a Florida congresswoman. She's also plum nuts. Take a listen. This is her objection to alligator Alcatraz. She doesn't like that they're all locked in there together.
So they essentially drink. They get their drinking water and they brush their teeth where they poop in the same unit. They bragged that they went above standards, supposedly, and gave them a 3-foot privacy wall that stretches the length inside the 32 detainee cage. A 3-foot privacy that stretches the length of the three toilets. They essentially drink.
Yeah. So they drink, quote, drink and poop in the same place. Okay. That, for most Americans, that's called a bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the water comes out of the pipe, you drink it, you brush your teeth, right? And then, I mean, not to be gross, but the toilet is right there. It's all in the same room, and it is the same water line. Yes, the water for the toilet that comes in is the same water that comes in the sink. Mm-hmm. This is cruelty, according to her. Okay, I looked. This woman has never said a word about Lake and Riley. That name has never crossed her lips, nor has the name of 12. She was 12. 12-year-old rape and multiple rape and murder victim Jocelyn Nungery. Has Wasserman ever said the words Jocelyn Nungery? No, she has not. Rachel Marin had her head bashed open with a rock. After things too horrific to describe. Has Debbie Wasserman Schultz ever said the name Rachel Marin? No. No, she hasn't. But she's worried that illegal immigrant criminals don't have privacy when they, quote, poop, unquote. It's only, it's a 3 foot tall privacy wall. You can see over it. They don't have privacy.
Oh, goodness.
I know.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They don't.
Well, and to me, I'm tired of the outrage about folks that, about Alligator Alcatraz. This is a county training center. If this is so bad, then how come you've been sending county employees to that area for aviation training for decades? So, I mean, it just stuns me that, these people are so, you know, so callous about the whole situation here when they have been having county employees go to this very base. This was going to be an airport at one time, and it was determined that they didn't need it. So they made it into a county aviation training center. And it's been used for decades.
But these illegals, Lee, are so important. Very incredibly important. What she doesn't tell you when she's whining on and on and on and on, and I mean, this press conference went on forever, is who is in Alligator Alcatraz? She's all about the conditions.
The conditions that we saw inside this internment camp, which it is nothing less than that description, were really appalling. I'll walk you through just a few of the really egregious, disturbing, disgusting conditions. They are using cages. These detainees are living in cages. The pictures that you've seen don't do it justice. They are essentially packed into cages, wall-to-wall humans, 32 detainees per cage.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's otherwise known as a jail.
Yes, and as Kristi Noem pointed out, the Joe Biden put them in cages too, and they slept on concrete, and the Democrats did not care.
But they called them detention centers at that time.
I see.
Yeah.
So
not cages.
All right. Here's Kristi Noem.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem defending the use of the new migrant detention center dubbed Alligator Alcatraz after Democrats criticized the facility, calling it, quote, inhumane.
This is a state-run facility at Alligator Alcatraz,
but they have a stuffed into a jail
cell. They have
a
contrast. Well, I've been there and I've seen these rooms that they are in. I wouldn't call them jail cells.
Democrats have called them cages, though. They
I wish they would have said that back during the Biden administration and back when Democrats were in the White House and they were piling people on top of each other on cement floors.
We should let them roam free is the message.
Yes, of course.
Just free to go wherever they want and rape whoever they wait. What? Why might these people be in cages? Democrats don't address this. There's a good reason for that. Because among the people who were there this weekend when Democrats were complaining, Lizarro Rodriguez Santana, a Cuban national, convicted in Texas of sexual assault and failure to register as a sex offender. But Lee, to be fair, other than that, a Democrat in great standing who just can't wait to vote for the party. Or how about this Honduran national, Jose Fortin? He went through there this weekend, too. And thank God for that, because he was convicted of second degree murder in Miami-Dade County in Florida. I like this guy. Oscar, quote, Satan, unquote, Sanchez of Honduras. Also, I'm sure a very loyal Democrat voter, but the problem with him is he's an MS-13 gang member who has been convicted of resisting arrest, conspiracy to commit murder, and assault in New York, as well as other RICO offenses. So I can only imagine that Oscar Satan Sanchez suffers when people watch him poop because he has no privacy over the, you know, 3 foot wall. But it's probably like nothing compared to the suffering of his victims, though. I mean, have Democrats plumb lost their minds, Lee?
Yes. Yeah. Not well.
Are we really watching this?
I'm not sure some of them had minds to begin with, but, you know, anyway.
I mean, as she's complaining about this, well, we've got some more on who went through there this weekend, and thank God for that. Democrats don't want them in cages. They want them roaming free. whole lineup: child sex abusers, rapists, murderers. And this guy, what did I tell you about this guy? Thank God. You know, I had no idea it was so bad what Biden let into this country. I knew it was bad, but this. And she's worried they don't have privacy when they use the bathroom.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.